Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom. Tana says the Gemara. Tana, who Yosef is Shutzel? Yosef is Shutzel. Who Yosef Abavli? Yosef is Shutzel and Yosef Abavli. Who Isi Ben Gori Ar Yehuda? He's Isi Ben Gori Yehuda. Who Isi Ben Yehuda? And he was also called Isi ben Gamliel, and he was also called Isi ben Mahalal. He was called all these different names. Omashmoy, and says the Gemara, what was his real name? Says the Gemara, his real name was Isi ben Kavishmoy. Who, says the Gemara, we similarly find, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Allah, again, all these names really were one and the same person. And the Mashal explains that the reason these people had so many different names, because a name reflects who you are, and these individuals had many great attributes, and because they had all of these different great attributes, that's why they were called by these various names. Another pshat that I saw from the Shaila of Tshuvas Hilchos Ketanis was, unfortunately, they lived in a time where Jews were in great danger. And because Jews were in great danger, they had to keep on changing their name to stay away from those who wanted to hurt us. Says the Gemara, Hu Rav Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmatza, when we find a Rav Yitzchak that brings us a halacha, it refers to Rav Yitzchak ben Acha, Hu Rav Yitzchak ben Pesachos de Agarata. And when we're learning an Agarata Gemara, and we learn something in the name of Rav Yitzchak, it is going to be Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. The Simonach, and the way to remember this, is Shmuni Achi V'Ami. Shmuni Achi, Shmaitza is Acha, means Rav Yaakov Yitzchak ben Achav, and Ami is Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Says the Gemara that we'll understand if by Shmaitza, Shmuni is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha, then we'll understand that the other Gemaras are Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Mishmed, Rabbi Yochan, Birbeloi, Achol Batzel, eat onion, Vishab Batzel, and sit in the shade. That you'll be able to sit in the shade of your home, and you won't have to be worried about selling it. Because since you don't spend a lot of money, you'll be able to keep your assets. But don't eat geese and chicken. And you'll constantly want to eat more. And you'll have to spend money to be able to afford this. Says the Gemara, eat less and drink less, but and you'll be able to expand your home. So the Yin Yaakov explains that Pshat in the Gemara is that if somebody spends less on food, he'll be able to have a home. Not only will he be able to have a home, he'll be able to expand his home. The Ben Yoyada says that what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody lives this kind of a lifestyle, he'll be able to afford adding an attic to his home. And he explains that usually adding an attic to his home is good. You'll be able to expand your apartment. But the downside, he explains, to adding to your home is that you have to walk up another flight of stairs to get to the attic. He says, but if you don't eat a lot, then you won't have a problem with climbing up the stairs. Another pshat, he says, is that somebody who eats much tends to sleep more. But the Gemara is saying that if you won't eat so much, you won't be so drowsy, and you'll be able to spend more time in a place which is really supposed to be a person's dira. And the main place which is supposed to be our dira is where we in the Beis Medrash. And therefore, by eating less, we'll be able to spend time in our dira, Beis Medrash. Or another pshat is that the main dira of a person is Olam Haba. And if a person doesn't spend so much on food and on drink, he'll be able to do mitzvahs with his food, and the by being able to do mitzvahs with his money, he'll have more olam haba. Says the Gemara, ki asa ula amma, maslam maslam b'marava. They used to say the following mashal analogy in Eretz Yisrael. Docha al yalsa, whoever eats the tail, toshi bilasa. He has to hide. Somebody who spends time eating the expensive meat is going to end up hiding in the attic because he won't have money to pay all the people whom he owes money. Docha kakuli, but somebody who eats vegetables, akilkali the masa yosef, he could sit in the most prominent place in the city. He'll have the ability to pay all the people who he owes monies to, and therefore he'll be able to stay public. He has nothing to be ashamed of. Another pshat I saw is that somebody who eats these heavy foods is going to have to stay at home because it causes stomach problems. He's going to have to not be able to get out. On the person who ever eats not expensive food will be healthier and be able to, the Erie explains fish. Fish is a healthy food. He could eat and stay public. So now our Mishnah goes deeper into the Seder that we make Pesach by night. And of course, we know that the first of the Dalek Kaisis, the way we begin the Seder, is with Kiddush. So our Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses the halacha of the Kiddush. So says the Gemara, Mazgaloi Kais Rishon, they pour from the Kais Rishon. And the Rambam says that on Pesach by night, Simen Tov Ein Gimel, Sif Aleph, Paskins, that the person who's making Kiddush in the wine, the Baal Bayis who's making Kiddush in the wine, because it's the night of Pesach, it's the night that we show Cheres, it's the night that we show Malchus, somebody else should pour the wine for him. And that's what our Mishnah explains, the Gra, is the our Mishnah is the source for that remark, because our Mishnah says, Moisgenloi, others pour a cup for him. There's an interesting question, if everybody has to make their own Kiddush. Tosfos discusses it, and we know the minig is that everybody makes their own Kiddush by the Seder. So it says the Mishnah, Mazgaloi Kais Rishon, they pour from the first cup, Beshamai's opinion is, Mevorach al Hayoyim, first you make the Baruch of the Kiddush Hayoyim, V'akach Mevorach al Hayoyim, then you make the Bari Pri HaGofen, and Beshil HaYoyim, Mevorach al Hayoyim, first we make a Baruch of the Bari Pri HaGofen, V'akach Mevorach al Hayoyim, and then we make the Kiddush Hayoyim. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Dvarim Shemei Beshamai Beshil Besuda. The Gemara goes into what is the machloikus between Beisham and Beisil, and what is the basis for the machloikus between Beisham and Beisil in the proper order of the Kiddush. And this machloikus is not only relevant to the order how Kiddush is recited by the Seder, but it's relevant how Kiddush is said every Friday night. Says the Gemara, Beisham's opinion is, Mevorach al Hayoyim, first we make the Kiddush Hayoyim, V'akach Mevorach al Yayin, and then we make the Bari Pri HaGofen. Because as soon as Shabbos begins, that's when there's a Chiyuv Kiddush. And afterwards, once there's a Chiyuv Kiddush, then we have to drink the wine. The Kiddush Hayoyim, the day began, we didn't make wine. And we didn't have a bracha on wine. And therefore, we should make the bracha on the Kiddush first. So the Achraim asks, why did Beis Shammai have to give us two reasons? The Gemara says, the Gemara gave us, and then the Gemara says another reason, so the Tzlach explains that the reason Beis Shammai had to give us two reasons, because there's a nafgamina la'aloch in these two reasons. If we're going to say the reason, so that will only be in a case if we're making Kiddush on wine. But let's say somebody's making Kiddush on bread, then there's an obligation to eat three sudas on Shabbos, whether you're making Kiddush or not. So we can't say that the yoyim goyim l'yayin shiyovai. On the other hand, if we're going to say the reason is, shekva Kiddush hayoyim v'dayin yayin loybo, so if somebody's going to make Kiddush early, we know that the halach is that you can be mekabel Shabbos earlier on Friday, so then you wouldn't have the reason that Kfar Kiddush Hayoyim, but Dayan Lo Yayin Lo Bo. Daruch Lener explains that the reason they said Hayayim Goyim L'Yayim Shiyavoy doesn't apply on Pesach, because we have to make a bracha on the wine, because on Pesach, as we're learning, there's an obligation to drink Arba Kosis, and that obligation exists irrespective of the Chiv of Kiddush Hayoyim. And therefore, on Pesach by night, the reason that the Gemara gives, the Beis Shammai gives, Kfar Kiddush Hayoyim V'dayin Lo Yoyim Bo, doesn't apply on Pesach by night, and therefore Beis Shammai gave another reason. On the other hand, Beis Hillel Omer Mevarach Al Yayin V'Acha Mevarach Al Yoyim. Beis Hillel says we first make the Bar Pri Hagafen and then we make the Kiddush. Neshi Yayin Goyrim L'Kiddush Shetu Omer. The halacha is that you have to make Kiddush on wine, or you have to make Kiddush on bread, and you have to have, otherwise you don't make Kiddush. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim, if the obligation to make Kiddush Friday night, to make Kiddush al hayayin, zechiv deraisa, or zechiv derabbanan. Tosfos says that Kiddush al hayayin is only a chiv derabbanan, and that is also the opinion of the Rambam. The Rashba, the Rosh, and the Ran hold that the chiv of Kiddush hayayin as a chiv deraisa. So if that's the case, Beis Hillel's opinion is very understandable, that cause the chiv of Kiddush al hayayin is a chiv deraisa. So of course, that's why we have to make the Bar Pri Hagafen first. But now the question is, if according to Tosfos and according to the Rambam, that the chiv Kiddush al hayayin is not a chiv deraisa, and so why does Beis Hillel say that you have to make the Bar Pri Hagafen first? So Tosfos Rid explains that the Chiv Kiddush Medaraisa, according to them, we're Mekayim with the Kiddush that we make in Shul, when we say Shmon Esrei. So when we're coming home, the entire Kiddush is only a Drabonon, and in that Kiddush, the wine comes before the chiv is the first make a Bar Pri Hagafen, the Kiddush al hayayin, which is a Kiddush midrabbanan. So the Tzlach points out that our Gemara says Yain Garim Kiddush Atiyamar. He says if the mitzvah of Kiddush al hayayin is only drabbanan, so you could do it without. So Kiddush can be done without wine. So how do we understand the line? A Yayin Shel Kiddush Shetiyomer. So, as I just said, the Tzlach responds that because somebody, since we already davened, so the entire Kiddush is the Rabbanon, and on the Kiddush the Rabbanon, the Chiv is Yayin Goyim L'Kiddush Shetiyomer. So points out the Tzlach that according to this, if a woman didn't daven Meiriv, and she's saying her own Kiddush, she should presumably have to make, even according to Beis Hillel, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, Kiddush before wine. Because the Chiv Kiddush is a Chiv Daraisa. The Chiv of wine is a Chiv Darabonon. So, points at the Tzlach, if a woman didn't daven Meiriv, is making her own Kiddush, shouldn't be that the halacha. That's why it says the Tzlach, that's why the Shem Tzion and Melacha comments, that according to Tzlach, that's why some women, after they receive the Kiddush wine from their husbands Friday night, make their own Bar Pri Hagafen. He says the reason is because since they didn't daven Meiriv, so if they didn't daven Meiriv, as we just said, that Tzlach holds, they should first make Kiddush and then make a Bar Pri Hagafen. So if you're going to make Kiddush and then make a Bar Pri Hagafen, you're following the order that Tzlach set for such a person, and that's why they should make the minig. However, the Yeshua Yaakov says that one should be careful not to make a Bar Pri Hagafen. In many places, the minig is that everybody who's getting from the wine makes their own Bar Pri Hagafen. The Yeshua Yaakov says that this is particularly incorrect, because he says our Gemara is teaching us that Beis Hillel's opinion is that the Bar Pri Hagafen always precedes the bracha on the Kiddush. So if the Bar Pri Hagafen has to precede the bracha on the Kiddush, you shouldn't reverse the order. Davar Acher, says the Gemara, another reason Beis Hillel holds that you should make the Bar Pri Hagafen first is because Birchas Hayayin Tadir, We always make a Bari Priya Gofen. You can make a Bari Priya Gofen every day of the week, whenever you drink wine, whenever you drink grape juice. Birchas Hayoyim Enet Tadira. You don't make the Kiddush as often as you make the Bari Priya Gofen. You only make it on Friday night when we make Kiddush. And we have a rule, Tadir, V'Sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Says the Gemara, V'Lchasakid Divri Beis Hillel, the Halacha follows, as we know, the opinion of Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, my davar acher. Why did Beis Hillel have to bring a second reason? So Ritva asks a question. Beis Shammai also gave two reasons, and the Gemara didn't ask why did Beis Shammai feel the need to give two reasons. Why only by Beis Hillel did the Gemara feel the need to ask why do you have to give two reasons? So he answers with a rule. He says only in a place where the Gemara says davar acher, that's when there's a question, why did you have to say another reason? Beis Shammai didn't say the word Dover Acher. And since Beis Shammai didn't say Dover Acher, the Gemara didn't ask, why did Beis Shammai give two reasons? Hillel, not only did he introduce a second reason, but Hillel introduced a second reason with the words Dover Acher. Another answer goes back to what we explained earlier from the Tzlach and from the Aruch Haner. According to Beis Shammai, the two reasons were given. We explained this earlier in the shir for different circumstances, but that isn't the case according to Beis Hillel, and therefore ask the Gemara why did Beis Hillel give two reasons? Answers the Gemara v'chi teima. If you want to say that hasam by this case tarti, there's two reasons. Hacha, but by wine there's only one reason, because yain garim shapar tamarmer. In other words, the Gemara is saying is since Beis Shammai introduce two reasons. If Beis Hillel will only give one reason, we'll say that even though maybe we normally would follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but here, since Beis Shammai gave two reasons for their opinion, and Beis Hillel only gave one reason for their opinion, we should follow the reason. We should follow the Pesach of Beis Hillel. So therefore, Beis Hillel, to defend himself, says, Hochinami Tirtaninu. I also have two reasons, and he adds the reason of Tadavish and Tadav Tadav Kaidim. So the Gemara stated, Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel, we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Asking Rav Pshita, we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, as the Gemara Masechta Erevin Daf Yud Gimel on Beis teaches us, the Nafik Baskel came out and says the Halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Answers the Gemara, Ibai Sem Koin Baskel, that this Braisa was learned before that Baskel came, and therefore the Braisa had to explicitly teach us that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Vibai Sema, and the Braisa was La'acha Baskel. But the Braisa is following the opinion of Yeshua, Dama Emash Gichem Baskel. The Gemara, Emesechta Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amabeis, discusses the famous Machloikus of Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim regarding the Tanisha Achnoi, was a certain type of furnace, and Halochas of Tum and Tar on that furnace. And Rabbi Lozer made a very strong statement. He says, Im Halocha Kemoisi, if the Halocha is like me, Min Shemayim Yechichu. From Shemayim, they should say so. And a Baskel at that moment came out and said, Malachem Etzer Rebbe Lezer, Shaloch Kamash Kamokim. How could anybody dispute Rebbe Lezer that Halacha always follows him? Rebbe Shua at that point got up on his feet and he said, Loi b'Shemayim here. We don't follow the Baskel. So according to Rebbe Shua, we don't follow the Baskel. So even though there's a Baskel that says that Halacha is like Beis Hillel, according to Rebbe Shua, we had to say it anyway explicitly that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel. So ask Tosfos, why over there in Masechet Bava Metzia do we indeed say that we're not going to follow the Baskel? Whereas in the Machloikus of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we do follow the Baskel and Paskin LeBeis Hillel. So Tosfos answers, when Rebbe Lezer was disputing the Chachamim, we have a situation of a yochid, of an individual disputing a rabbin. And we know that we always follow the rabbin. The Baskel cannot overturn that halacha. Whereas, when we had the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are the rabbin. And therefore, the Baskel isn't disputing that. And since it's not disputing that, that's why we could follow the Baskel. So then, the question is, if Beis Hillel are the rabbin, and we always follow the opinion of the rabbin, so why do we need a Baskel? So Tosfos says, as the Gemara says, that Beis Shammai were mechudodim tfei, they were sharper than Beis Hillel. And therefore we would think that even though Beis Hillel represent the majority, since Beis Shammai are sharper, we should paskin like Beis Shammai. That's why the Gemara, that's why we needed a baskol to paskin like Beis Hillel. So now the Mishnah continues in discussing the order of the Seder. Says the Mishnah that after they drank the first cup of wine on which they made the Kiddush that we just discussed, Hiviu lefanav yirokos, they brought vegetables, and as we're going to learn in the Gemara, they brought the vegetables to cause that the children should ask questions. So most Rishonim explain that before they began the Suda, they brought a table, and they brought the table with the vegetables to cause the children to ask the question, the Manishtana, about the vegetable. Because, of course, one of the primary mitzvahs of the night of Pesach by the Seder is to Tzipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. And according to Rosh, the only Mekayim, the mitzvah Tzipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, if it's done through a question and answer format. So we want to encourage questions, and we do things to ask questions. And according to the Rosh, if you don't have it in a question and answer form, you really weren't Mekayim, the mitzvah to say Daraisa. Even though we're going to learn in our perek still a mitzvah Shem, that if somebody doesn't have someone to ask him the Manishtana, he should ask it himself. But I saw that the Rav Yaakov Perlo in his Bir HaMitzvahs to the Sefer HaMitzvahs HaGodl says, according to the Rosh, such a person is only Mekayim the mitzvah of Sip Yitzis Mitzrayim Midirabonon. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah the Raisa. In general, the Sefer Emek Brocha quotes from Rav Chaim Briska that Rav Chaim Briska every year by the Seder would indicate there's a difference between the mitzvah Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim at the Seder versus the mitzvah Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim all year round. We know every day we have to speak about Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. One is what we just discussed. By the Seder, it has to be B'derech Shaila V'tshuva. It has to be question-answer format. The other difference is that on Pesach by night, we don't just mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, took us out of Mitzrayim, but we have to go through the entire story until we eventually get to our leaving Mitzrayim. By every night of the year, every day of the year, we just mentioned that we left Mitzrayim. And another point that Rav Chaim Briska used to say, that by the Seder, we have to explain all of the mitzvahs that we have to fulfill at the Seder. That's not something which is the halacha all year round. So the Mishnah continues. If somebody is going to use as a vegetable for the karpas, one of the vegetables that are not used for maror, which of course that's the preferable way to do the Seder, the halach is metabel b'chazeres, you dip it. And Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi are of the opinion that that tibul, even the tibul of the karpas, should be in charoisis. The Rashbam, which is our minig, says that if we're not using a vegetable that we're using for maror, that tibul should be either in salt water or in vinegar. And that's the minig, that if you're using a regular vegetable and not the vegetable that you're going to do maror, you're going to have maror later, we're going to use that we should do that in water, in salt water or vinegar, and don't need charoisis. Only if the vegetable that you're using, because you don't have any other vegetable, is the vegetable that you're also using for maror, then you should dip it into charoisis. B'dabu b'chazeres, atch magia l'parperes apes. And this is done before eating the matzah or eating anything. This is done at the beginning of the Seder, we do this karpas. The question is, there's a halacha that we should take off the kara and bring back the kara. There's a discussion in Tosfos, when should that be done? And Tosfos says, if you look fun of matzah, that we should bring back the kara to the table and have the kara on the table for the entire duration of the Seder. Hiviu lefana matzah, then after you ate the karpas, you get matzah, the chazeres, with which you're going to do a maror, and you're giving chazeres, Reading Charoises, which we explained is going to be used for the Mora to be dipped into. And you also bring Shnei Tavshilin. The Gemara will discuss what the two Tavshilin are, and we'll discuss with Mitzvah Shem why we have two Tavshilin. There's an interesting machlokes already in the Rishonim. When we eat the vegetable for Karpas, should we eat a kazayas of that vegetable or less than a kazayas? The Rambam, the Riven, and the Mordechai are all of the opinion that we should eat a kazayas. The Agoyas Maimonides, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ritva say that we eat less than a kazayas. The minig is that we eat less than a kazayas, because if we're going to eat a whole kazayas, then we're going to have to make a bracha achrayna. But what we want is that the bari pri adoma that we're making on the karpas should also be the bracha on the maror. So if we're going to eat, so therefore we eat less than a kazayas, and we eat less than a kazayas, we won't make a bracha achrayna, and there won't be a question that bari pri adoma will be also for the maror. Abishain charoises mitzvah, says the Mishnah. We just learned that we bring the charoises, even though the charoises is not a mitzvah. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, of course, the charoises is a mitzvah. Beis Hamikdash, and concludes the Mishnah, Bezman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim, where we were Baruch Hashem also able to have a carbon Pesach, Mavina Lefanov, after they ate the karpas, after they ate this vegetable, they would also bring to the table the Gufa Shel Pesach, they would bring the carbon Pesach. There's a question throughout Shas, if mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So says Rish Lakish, our Mishnah, Zoyz Ameris, our Mishnah should be a raya that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, that you have to have kavana for mitzvah. Because we just learned in our Mishnah that if somebody doesn't have a different type of vegetable, the only vegetable that they have available is the vegetable that they're going to use for karpas, then you have to eat the maror, this vegetable, again when you ate matzah. Why? Because when you ate that vegetable at the beginning of the Seder, you only had in mind the karp. You didn't have in mind that you want to be yotze the mitzvah maror. So if we say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have intention to eat the to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, you didn't have an intention to fulfill the mitzvah's maror, so you have to eat it again, and indeed have kavana to be yoytz the mitzvah. But if we hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, as soon as you did the mitzvah, you were yoytz the mitzvah, so why do you have to eat maror again? You already ate maror, and as soon as you ate that maror, you should be mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, kivin d'blay inna, but the chi maror d'achalei. Because since you ate this vegetable, not at the time during the Seder when we eat the maror, because the maror should be eaten after the matzah, because as the Pasuk says, al matzah is umroirim yechlua, that the proper order, explains the Rashbam, is to eat matzah and then maror. Ubar pri adama hu da'achaloi, he just made a bar pri adama when he ate this vegetable at the beginning. Dilma lo yichav lamaror, and therefore he didn't have kavana for maror. And as the Rashbam says, the word Dilma is really not accurate. What the Gemara means to say is he certainly did not have in mind Maror. Because at that point of the Seder, we're not at the point of the Seder where Maror is eaten. And since we're not at the point of the Seder where Maror is eaten, he certainly didn't think about Maror. Hilkach, that's the proof that Boi Lemahedalet Bulei, that you have to eat it again. You have to eat it again and have in mind L'shei Maror. Because, points out the Gemara, as we explained, if we're going to hold the mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, why do we have to eat the maror? Why do we have to eat this vegetable twice? We already ate the vegetable, which is the maror, at the beginning of the meal, and we're yotze the mitzvah. And even though, points out the Rashbam, we said that the proper order is to eat matzah and then maror, certainly the Seder that the Torah says is not ma'akiv. And if you ate maror before the matzah, it's fine. So it must be that the reason you're eating the maror again is because you have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. So the Achroidim ask that even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, then when you fulfill a mitzvah, you don't have to have kavana. Everybody agrees that if you have a mind not to be yotze the mitzvah, then you're certainly not yotze the mitzvah. So maybe what the Mishnah is talking about, asked the Chazon Ish, is a circumstance where this person had in mind not to be yotze the mitzvah. And if he had in mind not to be yotze the mitzvah, then certainly he would have to eat the vegetable again to mekayim mitzvah smarer. So says the Chazon Ish, there's no reason to assume, the Mishnah has no reason to assume that this person deliberately had a mind not to be yotze the maror. We could say that he didn't have a mind to be yotze the maror. He didn't have anything in mind, but they should specifically have a mind not to be yotze mitzvah maror. There's no reason to explain it. Earlier in our shir, we discussed the machlokes rishonim, and when we eat chazeres, should it be kazayis or not? This gemara, the Maral brings as a raya, is that you should have a kazayis for the chazeres. Because if you didn't eat, the Gemara is discussing that maybe it could be yotze the mitzvah a maror would have eaten that vegetable. But if you didn't eat the a kazayis, then you can't be yotze mitzvah maror. Mitzvah maror, you have to have a kazayis. So some use this as a raya. The Maral uses this as a raya that you're supposed to eat a kazayis by. They're supposed to eat a kazayis when you eat the chazeres. Mamai says the Gemara. This raya is not a good raya. Dilmal oila mitzvahs ain't tzrichs kavana. Mitzvahs don't really require kavana. And since mitzvahs don't really require kavana, you already mekayim the mitzvah indeed when you ate the vegetable, which is a mara vegetable, at the beginning of the meal. So the question is, so why do you have to do it again? When mekamrit, trey tabuili lamali, so why do we have to eat it again? Answers the Gemara, for a different reason. When the children will ask, we already ate vegetables, and now they're going to see that you're eating vegetables again, and you haven't even yet begun the meal. And therefore, explains the Miri, that will cause the children to ask questions. And even though, as I saw, the Manishtana was already asked, before we eat the maror. But the issue of children asking questions is, of course, not just limited to the four questions that are asked by the Manishtana. We want to encourage children asking questions all night long. And this is a way to make them to ask the, this was a way to encourage them to ask the question. V'chitema, if that's the case, that we ate the vegetable twice, so that, and because we want to get the children to ask questions, in Kein L'shemin and B'shayi Rokas, why does the Mishnah speak about when you use the same vegetable for karpas that you're going to use for maror? There's always this point that we want to encourage two questions. Answers the Gemara. Yashminan, if our Mishnah would only speak about a case of shayi Rokas when you were eating other vegetables, havmina hech de'ik shayi Rokas, we would misunderstand and perhaps believe that only when you're eating a different vegetable for karpas, that's when hudabina, that's when the halacha requires trey tabuli to eat karpas, and then later on in the seder, to eat maror. Ava chazeres l'chuda, if you're eating the vegetable for karpas, which is a vegetable that can be eaten for maror, maybe the halacha will not require trey tabuli, maybe the halacha will not require us to do twice. So it teaches us the Mishnah, kamash malon. That's why the Mishnah goes out of its way to teach us that filu chazeres, that even if you're eating the vegetable for karpas, a vegetable which you can be yotze mitzvah maror, being a trey tibule, we should eat it, we should do it twice. And the reason, as we just explained, kehecha d'ava keril etanoikos, encourage the children to ask questions. Voi Tanya, continues the Gemara, from a different braisa to prove that ein mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. The braisa says, ochlon demai. We know the halacha is that Chazal made a rule that if somebody buys produce from Amoritz, they have to take off Trumas and Maisris, because they were concerned that the Amoratzim did not take off the Trumas and Maisris, and did not take them off properly. What happens if somebody ate the Mai, ate Mar, which is the Mai? The halacha is a Yoitza. Chazal allowed poor people to eat the Mai. Even though we just said Chazal made a rule that one should not eat the mai, they waived that rule for poor people. And since a wealthy person potentially could be mafker, could declare ownerless everything he owns, and if he were to do so, then he would be allowed to eat the mai. So therefore, if you ate the maror, which is the mai, you're yoitzer. And the reason is, because we have a rule throughout Shas, Roiv Ami Aretz, Masnas Per Seim. We could assume that the Amoraretz did take off Trumas Maestras properly. Ochlan, and here the Braisa continues, Ochlan b'loy miskaven, if you ate the morrow without having kavana to do the mitzvah, the loch is your yoitza. Ochlan l'chatzon, if you ate the morrow, a half a kezayis and half a kezayis, yotza, you were yoitza. Uvad, however the loch is, you have to be careful, shlayisha betchila, ben achila chaverto, that the entire duration, there should be no stop, more the time to eat, which as we've said in our shiurim many times, anywhere between, many different opinions, anywhere between 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, different opinions. So here, our Gemara taught us a very interesting halacha. The Gemara says that when you eat the matz, when you eat the maror, and presumably that's the same halacha when you eat the matzah, you shouldn't have any break. So the Magen Avraham says in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Katan Dalet, quoting the Trumas HaDeshen, says the Torah says, Be'erev Toich L'matzes, and the Magen Avraham says that the proper way of eating the matzah is that you should put the entire kezayis of matzah in your mouth at one time. Many disagree. The Chasam Sofer seems to follow that way, that you should put the entire kezayis in your mouth at one time. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Katan Tes, also says the one should crumble up the matzah and put it into his mouth in one time. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though he's requiring that you should put the entire kezayis matzah in your mouth at one time, he doesn't require that you swallow it at one time, but you should put it into your mouth at one time. And all of them take their opinion based on this Gemara, the way Gemara should be eaten. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's not the way to understand the Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the matzah, the maror, could be eaten as long as they're eaten b'chtei achilas pras. Our Gemara just says b'vach lo yishu means that you should eat it all in one time, and the break is only acceptable b'dievet. He says if you're continuously eating and you don't stop at any moment during the eating, that's considered as if it's all at one time, and l'chatchila you could eat the matzah maror that time. But what we learned here explicitly was ochlan b'loy miskaven, that if you ate the maror without kavana, you yotza. Whereas Rish Lakish began this blat, this amud by saying zoysa meris the mitzvah tzriches kavana. Answers Gemara, this question is machlokes tanoim. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer abi shetivil b'chazeres, even though somebody already ate the vegetable which is good for maror by karpas, mitzvah lahavi lefanov, he has to eat chazeres v'charoises v'shnei teshlimim. So from here we see that he was in yotza the chiv maror. Since why wasn't yotza the chiv maror? Because he didn't have in mind to be yotza the mitzvah maror. So it's clearly a raya that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that you're not yotza the mitzvah maror until you have kavana to eat that maror. Says the Gemara, why are you saying that that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Because of Rabbi Yossi, mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. And why did he say that you should bring it again? The reason we should eat maror, even though we ate that vegetable already when we ate the karpas, is because to get the children to ask. Says the Gemara, if that's the reason, that's the entire reason we do so, then why would the Braisa use the word my mitzvah? Why would the Braisa use the word mitzvah? The fact that the Braisa used the word mitzvah seems to teach us that until we do so, we weren't yoytze the mitzvah maror. Why were we not yoytze the mitzvah maror? Because when we ate that vegetable at the beginning, we didn't have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah. And from here we see that this mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that mitzvah tzriches kavana, and that's what Rish Lakish meant to say at the beginning of the blat, the mitzvah tzriches kavana. So we look in the Mishnah that we bring matzah v'charoises v'chazeres v'shnei tavshilin. Ask the Gemara, v'shnei tavshilin. Yeah, what are the two tavshilin we should bring? And the Rishonim explain, why is there a mitzvah to bring two tavshilin? So the Rishonim explain, there's zecha to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, who were the people who were Kadosh Baruch Hu's messengers to take us out of Mitzrayim. And in fact, there's some Rishonim that say we should bring three Tavshilin because there should be a Zeicher for Miriam as well. So my Tavshilin says the Gemara Amar of Huna, it doesn't have to be two pieces of meat, Silka Veruza. You could bring a vegetable and rice. Rava Hav Mahadar a Silka Veruza, and Rava was careful to use for the two Tavshilin vegetables and rice. However, nothing with Puma de Rav Huna, since Rav Huna said that that's what should be used, that's what he was makbet to do. Amar Rav Ashi, Shmami Nama de Rav Huna, from the Rav Huna saying that if you could bring a rice dish, it's considered you did two tafshilin, less the chayish lader Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. We don't have to be worried about what we discussed, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion at the beginning of Masechta. The time Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Oiriz min Dagenhu, he said that rice is a type of grain, and if it leavened, you can't cook it, it'll be a shayl chametz. And he said, the Adam Yotzboi Yedei Chavosa bePesach, if you would make matzah out of rice, it would be kosher matzah. From here we see the rice is not considered a grain, and that's of course the halacha. There are different menhagim about eating rice, but nobody will hold that rice is a grain, and therefore nobody will hold that if you ate rice on Pesach, it's a problem of eating chametz. And similarly, nobody will hold that if you make matzah out of rice, you can be yotze the mitzvah. Chizki Yomah, afilu dag ubeish olav. Even if you eat fish coated with egg, that's also considered a shnei tafshilin. Rabbi Yosheimer, tzorch shnei min ebasar, you have to have two types of meat. Echa zeicha, one should be roasted, which is a zeicha for the Karim Pesach, vechad, and another one, which is zeicha for the Karim Chagiga. Ravina mafilu karma, even if you have a piece of meat, ubishuloi, and you cooked it in a soup, that's considered the shnei tafshilin. So many speak about eating the egg, and there's a minig to eat an egg at the Seder, and there's many reasons why we eat the egg. Some say we pronounce beitzah as beya. Beya represents davening. The Seder is a time where we could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim because of Nitzak al Hashem. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yishma Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our tefillahs and let us out. Another pshat is because as we sit at the Seder, we remember the Beis HaMikdash. We remember that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had a Karban Pesach. But we don't have a Karban Pesach, and the egg is a food that's eaten by Avelim, and we're by Avelis that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Another reason is that Avram Avinu died on the night of Pesach. Another reason is that Pesach always falls out. The night of the first Seder is also the night of Tisha B'Av. So we want to remember Tisha B'Av. Another reason I saw is because in the Seder we say, Hotzi'enu me'avdus l'cheiris u'me'eva l'yontif. So since we mention Avelis in the Seder, that's why we should eat an egg, which is eaten by Avelim. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the mouths of our enemies, that they shouldn't be able to argue that we should not be freed. And therefore, the egg has no opening, so we, to commemorate that, we eat eggs. We also said we have to have two, the one said we should eat two types of meat, one Zeich L'Karm Pesach and one Zeich L'Karm Chagiga. So Tosfos points out that in a year where Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so there's no, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, in such a year there is no Karm Chagiga brought on Erev Pesach, the Karm Pesach is Doich Shabbos. The Karm Chagiga is not Doich Shabbos. So in such a year, we should not put two types of meat on the Kara. We don't make a commemoration for the Karm Chagiga. Tosfos, however, says that even in such a year, we should make a Zeich for the Karm Chagiga. Particularly, we need to remember that if this year Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, next year won't be. And hopefully, if unfortunately this year we haven't been able to bring the Karm Pesach, Mashiach hasn't come yet, next year we're hoping that Mashiach will be here. And next year Erev Pesach won't be on Shabbos. And we don't want that anybody should not bring a Karm Chagiga next year. And we need to live with the Emuna that even if Mashiach is not here this year, he will certainly be here next year. And next year we're going to need to bring the Karm Pesach, but we're also going to need to bring the Karm Chagiga. And that Emuna is what is critical to the proper commemoration of this at the Seder and the proper hope that every Jew should live with, that the Mashiach will come and will bring next the Karma Chagiga and the Karma Pesach in Yerushalayim HaBnuya and the Beis HaMikdash.